I said, I want to go back to Alaska, and I don't want to just drive the highway. I want to do it under human power.
One man's 5,700-mile hike and paddle journey from Mexico to the Arctic Ocean brings him to Skagway this week. And Hollywood is looking for Alaskans for a new film. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A natural gas pipeline plan envisions a 1 to 2,000-foot pipe from Prudhoe Bay to the lower 48. Much is still unknown about the project, including who will build it and what's in it for Northern Lynn Canal communities. Representatives from the Alaska Pipeline Project, which is one of the two companies working to get contracts with gas shippers, will be in Haines and Skagway this week. Denali, the other company, visited the area in March to talk with borough officials and the public about their plans, which did include Haines and Skagway. J.D. Atkins with Denali said this in that March meeting in response to a question from Haines Assemblymember Steve Vick.
Then it's built. Now it's built. Is Haines still relevant after that, or is Haines, is that our goal?
For us, Haines is quite a way off the route, so it sort of fades back in the background in reality. Okay. So it's at this point, it's just a surge of activity and it fades out. The one thing that we look for from Haines is actually potential people to help with the pipeline if they want to relocate to different parts of the state to help operate. And one of the things we'll need with this pipeline, it's not just people to operate the pipeline, do the maintenance on it, it's actually more engineers, more accountants. Financial people can work out of headquarters. Once you get past the open season, you continue the engagement with the affected communities, and Haines would be one of those places we've looked at being affected because we have potential plans to bring pipe through this area, actually to the route from the Canadian border to Kluane Lake in that area. More field studies, more engineering, more route refinement, and so it continues on and on till you get up enough data to present your plan first.
That was from the spring meeting with Denali, one of two companies vying for the project. Representatives from the second company will be in Haines June 15th. A public meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at Assembly Chambers. Then a Skagway public meeting is the next day, June 16th, at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Hollywood is looking for Alaskans. Filmmakers with Universal Studios are planning to begin filming a new movie in the fall called Everybody Loves Whales. It's based on the 1988 attempt to rescue three gray whales trapped by sea ice near Barrow. The $30 million movie stars Drew Barrymore, who plays a Greenpeace worker, and John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office, as a local news reporter. But it's the extras you might recognize. Casting for at least 1,000 Alaskan extras as well as 30 to 40 speaking roles begins soon, according to the Anchorage-based production services company working on the film, called Sprocket Heads. The firm said although casting is taking place in Anchorage, people outside the city are encouraged to put themselves in the running. Interested Skagway, Kluane, and Haines residents can send inquiries, headshots, and any film resumes to alaskafilmservices@gmail.com. There are plenty of movies filmed about Alaska, but it seems it's mostly nature documentaries or extreme sports videos that are actually filmed here. But executive producer Steve Besser told the Anchorage Daily News that it's the state's tax incentive program that made it so possible to film a film about Alaska in Alaska. The program allows filmmakers to recoup more than 30% of their spending in Alaska through transferable tax credits. And movies that employ Alaskans shoot in rural parts of the state and are filmed in winter could be eligible for bigger tax breaks, according to the Alaska Film Office. The movie, which was taken up by Universal after Warner Brothers passed it up, is a fact-based story meant to be more of a family film than documentary. It's due to be released in 2012. The actual event in the late 1980s brought together U.S. and Soviet governments, activists, media, and rural Alaskans to save two of three gray whales, which became trapped under the Arctic ice before their annual migration to California. Daryl Gardner is back in town. Last time he was in Skagway, he'd just finished a kayak trip from Seattle after walking there from Mexico. This time, he's leaving Skagway, bound for the Arctic Ocean, on foot and by paddle.
I said I want to go back to Alaska, and I don't want to just drive the highway. I want to do it under human power.
Under Human Power, the name he's given his adventure, started in 2004 with a through hike of the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada via the western states.
What came out of a kind of a dream or just a passing fancy of mine that became a reality was, let's do something extreme. And not just extreme for extreme itself, but let's think about what I've done in my life and put together a trip that kind of challenges me on all the levels that I love about being outdoors. And so I said, okay, hiking the Pacific Crest Trail kind of began the thing. And then I said, no, that's not big enough.
So he came back to Alaska.
Okay, Mexico to the Arctic Ocean. That's big enough.
Gardner lived here years ago. He canned fish in Kodiak for some time and spent a winter season working in a camp on the Yukon River outside of Eagle 30 years ago.
And in the process of even coming up here to do the river a few years, 30 years ago, believe it or not, that kind of gives away my age, we stopped here in Haines and then we went on to Skagway, and it was back in those days when the road wasn't there yet. And we had to take the train into Whitehorse, and we built a raft and floated the Yukon River by, you know, Huck Finn kind of raft thing, you know, truck inner tubes and plywood, and just kind of having a good old time.
Gardner, a registered nurse from New Mexico, insists on making his a contiguous trip from Mexico to the Arctic. So he hiked from the northern terminus of the Pacific Crest Trail over the Cascade Mountains and put a canoe in the Skagit River and boated to the San Juan Islands to continue his journey.
And I said, okay, I'm really done with hiking for a while. Let's do sea kayaking. So I had never been real competent or proficient at sea kayaking, and so I spent about a year getting ready for that trip. And by the spring of 08, I felt I was ready, and I had gotten some good experience. I lived on and off in Seattle for a couple years, and I just took off. And you know, you go out of these freshwater locks in downtown Seattle, and I said I made a right-hand turn, and here I ended up in Haines.
He completed that 1,000-mile kayak trip in 2008, an especially windy and wet summer to be on the water in southern southeast Alaska. He got to the Northern Lynn Canal this time last year after completing the Wrangell to Skagway leg of the trip. And now he's back at that transition to continue on via the Chilkoot Trail.
I'm at milepost 4,300 on a 5,700-mile journey along that route from Mexico to the Arctic Ocean. And this year, I'm going to do what the Gold Rush people did. And it's just kind of fun to think about that whole aspect of people coming up here looking for adventure, looking for something, and knowing that I'm right in there with them.
After the Chilkoot Trail, Gardner plans to meet his collapsible canoe at the headwaters of the Yukon River at Bennett Lake and paddle his 17-foot, 60-pound pack boat to Fort Yukon on the edge of the Arctic 900 miles later.
And I'll get out where the Yukon actually flows to its most northerly point, which is Fort Yukon. And I'll get out there, and then I'll cross-country ski or snowshoe whatever spring I can continue the trip. And then that summer, I'll traverse the top of the Brooks Range through Gates of the Arctic National Park, and then get to Anituvik Pass, which is a small Inuit village. Just on the north side of the top of the Brooks, and there's a tributary of the Colville River, it's also called Anituvik River, and that feeds into the Colville, which then feeds into the Arctic Ocean.
Gardner self-finances his journey and plays by his own rules. He separated the trip into six different phases over the course of several years.
The criteria for this focus was always, am I having fun? And if I'm not having fun, I don't have to do any more. And so far, it's been just great. And so I'm continuing on.
Alaska has nostalgic value for Gardner and undoubtable scenic value for any visitor. But he says the people who live here is one of his favorite parts of the trip.
If that ceases to be, then I've probably done more than most people will have done. Spent more time, except for people here in Alaska who I tell my story and they go, yep, sounds good. Don't even blink an eye. And I really like that. You know, it's like I'm just another person that's kind of doing something unique, which is all about what Alaska's all about. People doing their unique thing and living their lifestyle. And I feel right at home.
Daryl Gardner's blog about his paddling and hiking trip from Mexico to the Arctic Ocean with stopovers in Skagway and Haines is at underhumanpower.org.
I had a coach when I was learning how to kayak and get the proficiency that I felt I needed to do the sea kayaking to bring me to this point. Said, just remember something, Daryl, life is a journey, not a race. And I follow that. And when it becomes a race, I got to sit back and say, okay, what am I doing? What am I not seeing? What am I not experiencing here? And know that that's a big criteria to keep foremost in my mind.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS local news airs every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS. Contact the news department with comments and news tips. We're at news@khns.org.